Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, sliding into the happier happy hour. We welcome my little buddy Dominic. Feel like we're playing the Hollywood Squares here on Zoom, buddy. How you doing, man? Good.
I'm awesome. Happy, happy Monday to us all, the last day of February, thank God. And happy, happy hour, everyone. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, Dominic, we are hashtag standing with Ukraine in this big show, which somehow puts us apart from a lot of Republicans in the state and this nation, sort of Putin supportive. The CPAC speech, Trump sort of triple-doubled down.
Yeah,
went all Kobe Bryant on us. Was that surprising at all to you?
You know, you think the guy would read the room a little bit, but ultimately, no.
Read the room.
But you have all sorts of Republicans now backpedaling from what they were saying a week or two ago. So you think that maybe he'd shy away from it or, you know. But no, to continue to double down, to continue to show fealty to the dictator, I guess I'm not surprised. That's what Donald Trump does.
You know what else we did today? A little exercise, pulled the ghost of Rojo Past out of the vaults.
I'm sorry, people.
And played some excerpts of the interview the day after Ron Johnson voted to acquit Donald Trump in the Ukrainian impeachment trial. And as I try to point out to the audience, Ron Johnson was a fact witness. Ron Johnson was embroiled in that issue all the way around from May on.
Yes.
I mean, the guy was sent as an emissary of the United States to Zelensky's inauguration and came back and had a meeting at which John Bolton claims in his book that Donald Trump drew the connection between, you know, we got to investigate Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Or no missiles. Now, Ron, in that interview, as I played for the fine audience, you'll recall that we killed it. I mean, that was a damn good interview. People say we fluffed it up with Rojo.
Some of our finest work, I'm sure.
That was some of our finest work. I mean, I think we were a little incensed by the whole acquittal vote,
you know, in the impeachment. And certainly. And Ron, you know, Ron is Ron. He tries to, you know, maintain his composure and talk through it, but, you know, he doesn't answer very specific questions, which, you know, many Republicans and conservatives don't do that these days. And for Ron to come out and what was it? Well, you know, he was being spied on, right? Wasn't he, you know, pushing that line? Well, no.
In that very interview, Ron Johnson was saying that Trump got spied on. How dare Obama's administration? It is very twisted.
And I'm not surprised, just quickly, that you know, Ron Johnson at the time and of course President Trump at the time and now the former guy were trying to spin anything into Ukraine. Because what's been on Putin's mind for years now? Well, Ukraine. Right? I mean, Paul Manafort was the one suggesting back in the day, well, I mean, it was Ukraine that, you know, they're the ones that hacked our election, that got into our election. It was Ukraine. So this, and it was like 2016, 2017. So this has been going on from the paid right, because let's not forget what Manafort, Trump's campaign manager, was also the campaign guy for the Russian mobster that was in charge of Ukraine before they sent his ass packing back to Russia.
I was going to make that point. I was Googling it because that was the connection prior.
Telesenko.
This is not the first incursion into Russia into Ukraine, right? And they propped up a former Russian puppet, Telesenko, you said his name was?
Yes, I believe that's his name.
I'll trust you on this one. I'll defer to you on the former propped up Ukrainian. But here was my takeaway. And I listened to big chunks of that interview. And if I was running for U.S. Senate in the great state of Wisconsin right now, I might go to the Devil's Advocates archives. I'm like, hell, I might go back to the Facebook and watch Rojo sharing, swapping, spitting, drinking beer with my little buddy Dominic. At one point, you called him out because, you know, you cheersed him and he cheersed you without drinking.
You can't do
and
that.
And I can hear you on a live mic saying, sir, we drink when we toast. But the greater chastisement for his vote on the impeachment, and here's the takeaway. I'll get to the point for a change. The takeaway is it was Donald Trump worried about his election. The first impeachment was about the same damn thing as the second impeachment. It wasn't about the weapons. It wasn't really about the quid pro quo, although that was the crime. It was about Donald Trump trying to steal his way through to the next election.
Yes.
He needed someone. What was the thing he wanted Zelensky to do? He wanted
some dirt on Biden, baby.
Well, not only did he
make something up if you don't have something.
He wanted him to go on CNN and announce an investigation had been opened into the Biden family.
Right. Just the announcement itself would have been enough ammunition for the GOP and for Trump to go out and, you know, cause some chaos.
But when Veselnitskaya, during the middle of the campaign in 2016, when they propose a Trump Tower meeting with Don Jr., I'm loving it. And the hypocrisy there, because, of course, Ron Johnson was the HISCAC chair, and he never really cared. And even Ron, at certain points, as he's trying to defend his position, you know, through the acquittal, you know, because the trial would have taken much longer than the time frame they set forth. And who's got time for that during an election year? You know, we might have to go replace a Supreme Court justice in 8 days. Always time for that.
Time for that, absolutely. Time to stick it to the American people, but not to, you know, defend this country.
But you saw him on Maria Bartiromo in his revisionist sense of history saying, well, of course, it's the weakness of the Democrats and the fact that they impeached Donald Trump. That's the reason that Putin felt like he could go overrun their borders. So I felt like it was, you know, a walk down memory.
And I mean, think about that logic for just a moment. I mean, talk about the ultimate gaslighting. You know, no, that is not at all. That, in fact, a lot of these things are exactly opposite of what they are claiming. This is not because
up is down, black is white.
Right. This is not because, you know, we as the American people saw some wrongdoing, you know, done by this former president, a president at the time, and, you know, decided, wow, that's kind of messed up. We shouldn't allow that. No, that's logical. That's what we should do. And a guy like Putin supports people like Trump and whatever, you know, to sow some chaos. He doesn't have to be ally. They want to see us at each other's throats. That's what makes us weaker. That's what makes us easier to work over. I mean, why do you think they spend all this time and effort and money, you know, throwing all these ads out on Facebook? Why was Milwaukee, Wisconsin targeted so heavily by the Russians for these ads?
They wanted dampened turnout for Hillary Clinton.
Civil discontent, black against white, you know, all these kinds of things. Well, that makes us less unified. And anything that makes us as a country less unified, well, that's a bonus for our adversaries. And believe it or not, GOP Republicans, Putin is our adversary.
Hey, don't tell Trump that. You see, he won the big straw poll down at CPAC this weekend.
Yes.
59%.
Anybody saying, why are you talking about Trump? Why is it Trump? Get over it. What about Biden? Well, Trump is the leader of the GQP. Trump is the front runner for the 2024 presidential election for the Republicans. He is absolutely... it's very important to address everything he has done and consider what might happen if he ever gets back in office again. Kurti, for the record, it was Poroshenko that Manafort worked with in Ukraine before he had got shipped back to Russia.
But it was Kalimnik that Manafort gave the inside Trump polling to, trying to make good on the $14 million prior loan that Manafort had collected and then fled the country with, apparently. And who gave him the loan? Was it Kalimnik or who did you mention? The prior propped up Ukrainian leader, aka Russian
Akhmetov.
Leader.
It was that the, I don't know if it was the aluminum guy, but it was one of those cats that was, you know, gave Manafort all sorts of money.
You know what else we asked Ron Johnson that day? Would there be any pictures of him and Lev Parnas showing up? He assured us probably not. He wasn't
probably.
Sure.
No.
You know, when you're in politics, sure. Boys, lots of people, lots of pictures. I'm like, yeah, like, I'm thinking, like, one last thought here, and we'll get to the phones in just a moment. 844-967-2789. I'm sure some have missed you over the weekend. You know who I haven't missed? Not one little bit.
Who's
Scotty
that?
Wanker.
Oh, he was shining this weekend, man. He's been all over Young America's Foundation.
Oh, he threw up some meme of George Washington leading the trip across the Delaware and Zelensky, you know, wearing his soldier uniform because he's there. The president of Ukraine has been very courageous. All our wives and girlfriends, they all love him more than they love us right now. Even yours, Dom, even yours. And Trump has put, or pardon me, Trump wannabe, Scotty Wanker from the great state of Wisconsin, is putting it out meme style. And like trying to wrap himself in the courage of the former president. I thought you're a Reagan wannabe. But above and beyond that, why does he get any of the courage of Zelensky? I mean, his idea of foreign policy is let's build a northern wall. And above and beyond that, Scott Walker didn't sign up. He didn't serve. He ran high school track.
Hey, come on, man. He took on 100,000 protesters against Act 10 in the Capitol. If he can do that, he can fight terrorists around the world. Just ask him. It's all the same thing.
Scott Walker, the question I asked him after his miserably failed presidential campaign. Scott Walker, you've been out, you know, making enemies on the road. But now that you're back here in the great state of Wisconsin, sir, will there be any laurel wreaths for any of your political enemies, or is it more wreaking havoc? And he rolled his eyes back in his head, and he turned away, and before he could even finish the answer to his question, they said, we're done here!
Interview's over! Gotta go!
We're done here. Come back, though. More Devil's Advocates. Your phone calls next. 844-967-2789.
The mood of the crowd was positive and festive.
I believe that I'm being called to lead by helping to clear the field in this race so that a positive conservative message can rise to the top of the field.
So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.